Okay, good evening, everyone. This is Gordon W2TTT, and this is the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net. Are there any stations with emergency or priority traffic? Please call W2TTT. Nothing heard, and they like to say that's the best answer. This is W2TTT, and this is the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net. This net is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 MHz. The 2-meter repeater of the Venture Cruise 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New York, and serving Bergen County and surrounding areas. The offset is minus 600 kHz, and the PL, which currently is off, is 151.4 Hz. You might want to program that in on the transmit side just for good measure. Purpose of this net is to engage in conversation about emergency preparedness and our ability to operate under conditions that may be less than desirable in the service of others who are in need. This is not generally a traffic net, but you are welcome to present traffic if so desired. Let me take a break. Okay. We will start with anybody with an Aries station appointment. An Aries station appointment, please call W2TTT with your call sign, your name, and your station appointment, and your town.
Miss Control? This is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee. Name here is Ali from Wayne, New Jersey. District Emergency Coordinator for Bergen County.
Okay, Ali, got you. Any other stations with the ARRL appointments? All right, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Whiskey, please call W2TTT. Okay, stations whose call signs begin with the letter Alpha, please call W2TTT.
Whiskey Alpha 2, India Sierra Echo.
Good evening, Bob. Very good. Any other whiskeys? Okay, any Alphas? Okay, how about Novembers? Okay, and finally, any kilos?
Yes, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Park Ridge.
KD2BKD, I have you, Bob, in Park Ridge. Thank you very much. Any other stations with a kilo? KD2MLB was just here. Okay, station also recognizes KD2MLB for whatever reason. He's taking a standby, and also N2 Fox Whiskey India, who's here with me. Any other stations, any call sign for the Bergen County Amateur Radio Emergency Services Net, please call W2TTT. I have a burst of noise. I'm gonna make the assumption that might be David, but we'll leave long pauses in if it's somebody else. Very good. So I have a couple of quick announcements for tonight. Number one, if you have not filled out an Aries form FSD98, basically it's a capabilities form and a contact form, please let me know via email to w2tango@arrl.net, and I will send you the form to fill out, and you can fill it electronically and email it back to me. The other question is, I need an emergency coordinator for each municipality, and so if you are interested in being that emergency coordinator, in fact, if you're interested in being the emergency coordinator for a cluster of communities in your area, that would be fine. We have 70 municipalities. I think it's unreasonable and unproductive probably to have 70 ECs. I have trouble getting 70 people, but if we can get people to at least regionalize, and we can always break turf down into smaller groups over time, but it'd be good to have some affinity with people nearby each other who in a pinch can be mutually supportive. Maybe someone has skills other people don't, have a driving ability other people don't, under certain conditions and things like that. So that might be something to consider. So if you're interested in becoming an EC, let me know and just shoot me an email and that would be fine. I'll be happy to provide that opportunity. Let's see what else. The weather tonight calls for rain, ice, and possibly snow. So be aware of that. There could be a loss of power. There could be certainly a loss of power due to someone hitting a utility pole and knocking out power and such. So be aware of that and make sure that you're prepared with the things you need so that you can stay on the air in such an eventuality. Are there any other stations wishing to check into the net this time? Okay. I'll ask one more time. Are there stations interested in checking in at this time?
KC2ETR.
Kilo Charlie 2, Tango Romeo. Name and town and UOLD. Or is it UTR? Is it Uniform Tango Romeo or is it Tango Romeo? I apologize. But in any case, let's get your call sign straightened out and the rest of your information. And you have an 8 overall appointment at this time.
KC2ETR, Joe Figueroa, Palisade Park.
KC2ETR, Joe, welcome aboard. Mr. Figueroa, great to hear from you. Good to hear you. So you're in Pal Park. Welcome aboard. And I know you don't have an 8 overall appointment, but that's super. So Joe, if you want, send me an email, and I'll or I can even send it by a text. Send me your email, and I'll send you an FST 98 so you can be registered as an operator who's got portable capabilities and some skills. You actually bring friends, sometimes youthful friends, which is even better, a form of scouts. So that's great. Any other check-ins to the net tonight? Alrighty. One other thing is that there was a question about DMR and whether we should have a DMR session, and I'm working on getting that squared away in the not-too-distant future. Kai and myself, K2TRW and myself, are working on that, and so we're going to see what we can do to have maybe a session where we quickly have an FM check-in, and then right after that we'll have a DMR check-in on either this or another repeater, not sure what yet. But that's coming. It's coming along pretty fast, actually. I'm pretty excited. Again, make sure that your batteries are charged and such, and the like. Anything else, anybody else for the net tonight, please call W2TTT. Okay, going through the net. AL0Y, any comments?
Negative, just support internet. AL0Y, thank you.
WHYSC, any comments?
W2TTT, WHYSC, nothing very pertinent. So I did notice there appeared to be a band opening about 2 hours ago. I thought I heard a repeater from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but I could be wrong.
That's very possible. We'll talk about that TechNet at 9 o'clock. We'll bring that up. That's a great topic. KD2MOB. David, you want to try it again? W2TTT. Okay, David, I will be at the Fairlawn meeting tomorrow night, probably a little after 6 or 6:30. Before the general meeting, let's talk about putting together something for you. I'm going to bring some supplies. Maybe we're going to rig together a temporary antenna for you. If you would be so kind as to email me your radio type so that I have a matching connector to it. I will see what I can do in my junk box to make sure I have an antenna you can use that will help you a lot on a temporary basis without going crazy. My email is w2ttt@awrl.net. Next person is KD2BKD Bob.
Yeah, only comment is, I did hear something this afternoon. It sounded like some other repeater was coming through this with their call sign. Just didn't know what that was. KD2BKD, back to net.
Yeah, apparently the link receiver with no antenna on is still attached to this repeater, and you're hearing W2UHF probably through the repeater. It bleeds through, but it causes RID to trip, so it's not the end of the world. Noted, Bob. I'll explain that more on the TechNet as well. KC2ETR, Joe, any further comments from you? W2TTT.
Madam, at this time, just listening and learning as much as I can.
Roger, and again, we'll be down at the Fairlawn Club tomorrow night. They have a business meeting at 7:30, but you probably can help with cobbling together a simple antenna for you, too, as well. If not this week, certainly in a subsequent week. Alrighty. At this time, I'm going to secure the net, just leaving room for any last comments from anybody. War check-ins. This is W2TTT. Alrighty. Well, thank you, everybody, for a nice net. It was a little brief. We'll see you on the TechNet at 9 o'clock on this frequency. And I thank you for taking the time and trouble to check in tonight. This is W2TTT, returning the repeater to normal amateur radio use.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2TTT, testing.
W2TTT, this is AL0Y, loud and clear, sir.
Oh, okay. As I move around a little bit, is it still good?
559.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Yeah, I'm upstairs in the office, and I have my HT in my hand. I'm debating where I want to operate from. Oh, I got another minute, right? How much time do I have before the net? Let's see. Oh, I have 5 minutes. Woohoo!
That's funny.
What, as opposed to running up the stairs and being breathless as I start the net?
Repeat that again?
You know how often I run up the stairs and I'm breathless when I start the net?
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah. Yeah, 5 minutes is not bad. That takes a lot of time sometimes. Thank you. Yeah, that's the way.
Yeah, okay. Just FYI, I'll announce it on the net, but we're going to have our tech session next week on Tuesday night. I have to confirm the room, but so far so good. And one of the things I'm going to work on is I'm going to take my my DS-130 case, or one of mine, and I want to bring some stuff and discuss the idea of where to put what, and therefore what holes will be put into it, what changes I will put into it, etc. It'll be quite interesting, actually. But that's the plan for me next week.
Gordon, just to be sure, are you talking about February 6th, or as far as I know, we kind of had an agreement on the second Tuesday, the 13th, right?
Right, but next week is the first Tuesday, and apparently we can have the meeting on the first Tuesday of the month. I believe that she said that was okay.
That's actually much better. All right, that's good. I should, most likely I'll be there then. Back to you.
Yeah, I'm just getting the ring radio. Hold on. Let me just get settled here, but yeah. Changing over radios, as you can tell. It turns out that there was some scheduling changes, and it was Tuesday. For tonight's purposes, I'll announce it, and then we'll sort out the where in the building next, between now and Tuesday. But anyway, let me just get myself situated. I'll be right with you. W2TDG.
All right, I'll be standing by till the next stop. AL01.
All right, everyone, we'll start the TechNet in 1 minute. W2TDG. Everyone, this is Gordon, W2 Tango Tango Tango, and this is the Bergen Amateur Radio Association Technical Net. That is conducted weekly on a frequency of 146.835 megahertz, the 2 meter repeater of the Venture Crew 7373 Amateur Radio Club, located in Pearl River, New Jersey, Pearl River, New York, and serving Bergen County and surrounding areas of Lower Hudson Valley and North. That is it's assembled for the purpose of having a conversation about amateur radio, electronics, computers, telecommunications, natural arts and sciences that underlie our hobby, and of course, what we do with our hobby, our activities, what we like to do, what we aspire to do, and of course, the ever-popular what we never want to do again. That makes great stories, I keep saying that. Hoping to encourage someone to tell one of those stories. I would like to hear those stories. In any case, we also encourage you to post for sale or swap items to the net or wanted items to the net. And of course, we'd like you to participate even if you don't have any of those things to offer, because we can tailor the net more to your liking if we know you're there. But if you're sandbagging and we don't know you're there, then that may not meet your needs because we don't know how to address the public who's not there. Check in. Alrighty. Okay, so we have a couple of supporting elements here. One is, of course, we have a Yahoo group. It's a closed Yahoo group, so you don't get spam and junk. If you would like, it's called ComTech Group. That's the word. That's the name of the group, ComTech Group. Charlie, Oscar, Mike, Tango, Echo, Charlie, Hotel, Golf, Romeo, Oscar, Uniform, Papa, ComTech Group. And you can request membership, and if you can't find it in the Yahoo group list, never fear, you can certainly feel free to send me a note at W2TangoTangoTango@AWRL.net. I'll be happy to hook you up. So, with no further ado, stations whose call signs begin with letter Alpha, please call K2BAR with your call sign, your name, indicating whether you have a question or comment. For sale, swap, or wanted items, some combination of those things, or none of the above, please call K2BAR.
NJ2BS, repeat.
K2BAR, this is Alpha Lima Zero Yankee, Ali from Wayne. I have one announcement regarding digital traffic systems.
Got you, Ali. No problem. Any other outfits? Okay, let's go to Whiskey's.
2JEK, Don with a comment.
Got you, Don, with a comment. Not a problem. Welcome aboard, Don. Any other Whiskey's?
Whiskey Alpha 2. India Sierra Echo with the comments.
Oh, I'm loving this comment. It's great. Okay, super. Some topics are good. I'll take them. Any other whiskeys? Okay, let's go to the ever popular and numerous kilos.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 2, Bravo Kilo Delta, Bob in Park Ridge. No comments, no questions.
Hey, Bob, I'd like you to talk about your roving exercise, and if you don't mind, at some point. And I've heard a rumor that you have a bit of the PHF bug, PHF UHF bug, so I'd like to hear more about what you had experienced and what you might have in mind aspirationally, and or in your planning cycle. I'm just curious. If you don't mind, we'll get to that at the appropriate time. Any other kilos?
TR?
I got Golf Romeo.
KC2 ETR.
KC2 ETR. Hello, Joe. What's your preference, sir?
Just listening in and learning.
Okie-doke. Well, welcome to the net, Joe. That's super. I think you actually checked into this net like about 8 or 10 years ago, a couple of times way back when. But okay, very good. Any other kilos? Okay, and the ever popular Novembers. KD2MOB, I got you, David. All right, we got you. And we had you in the other net, too, no panic. All righty, let's see. Any other kilos? KD2TRW, Kai, I have some information for you, which I think you'll find interesting, about DMR. Made some progress on that. Talk to you about that in a little bit. Any other kilos? Novembers. No, kilos. We're still doing kilos. Alright, let's get to Novembers one more time. Okay, any call sign, any format whatsoever, anybody welcome. KDBAR. Alright, let's get down to the brass tacks of things. W2JEK, K2BAR, Don, it's your ball.
All right, K2BAR, Nanette, W2JEK. Okay, I have a fast battery connector here. The battery will be having its next test session on Friday, February 16th at 7 o'clock, and that's the Senior Center at the Borough Hall at 350 Hudson Avenue in the Township of Washington. And test fee is $15. You'll need an ID, like your driver's license or a passport with a photo on it, or two non-photo IDs. Need a social security number if you do not have a license. Otherwise, if you have a license, bring a license and a copy of the license, and you will need your FRN number that's on that license. Also, have your email address, because that's the way the license will be sent to you, or your upgrade license will be sent to you. And you may bring a calculator. The calculator must be a calculator that has nothing in the memory. And it's strictly a calculator. It's not an iPod, a cell phone, or some other device. I think that about covers most of it. Back to that, one thing. Hey, I had some fun in the 160 meter contest last weekend. Back to that, W2JK.
That's right, that was this past weekend. I was looking forward to not so much 160, but the 10 meter contest. I've been trying to figure out how to get into the 160 contest at some point, but, you know, getting an efficient antenna is a tricky business, or a less inefficient antenna might be the best way to describe it. Alrighty. Anybody have any comments for Don about licensing in the upcoming test session? On my birthday, I'll point out, I will not be with you, Don.
Hey, happy birthday.
Okay, Don, since you are a senior member here, and happily and cheerfully you are running through life doing all kinds of exciting things for the community, doing test sessions and things like that, I want you to know that you can no longer refer to me as a kid anymore, because I will be 60 years old. It's time to treat me as an old-timer, okay? Or finally.
Yeah, you gotta wait 5 years for Medicare. So you don't have long to go now. You're there most of the way.
Yeah, well, I think it's 67 for me, isn't it? Maybe not. Maybe that's Social Security, but anyway. either way, I hope to be working past 70, but at least if I'm doing what I'm doing, and then some, I would love to be, enjoy the ride I have. It's absolutely fun and interesting every day. But blessings, and basically, I'm lucky because a lot of what I've accomplished and been able to continue to contribute came from starting to be a ham. And I probably wouldn't have my job. Well, I know I wouldn't have my job if I wasn't a ham. Flat out, just would not happen. So it's all good. Anybody else have any questions about licensing or the upcoming test sessions? All right. Anybody have any, Don? Do you have anything you want to add?
Nothing right now. I know that people, anybody knows of a person that has a license. It's expired, but it's within a 2-year grace period. They can still renew that with before they have to take the new tests over again. But if you have expired, if someone has expired, it is beyond the 2-year grace period. They have to take the current technician exam. They had a general class license, they will get a general class license. They had an advanced class license, they will be getting another general class license because advanced licenses are no longer being issued. If they had an extra class license, they will get an extra class license. Well, they had a March, I think, was a technician before March 21st, 1987. They will have lifetime credit for the general exam because the general exam was the same as the technician exam, written exam, that is. The only difference was that the 5 words have been a toast for the tech and the 13 words have been a to the general. And it goes back to way back when I got licensed back in 1951. Back to net, W2JK.
Alrighty. Alrighty. Well, that's great. That's 1951. My parents hadn't met each other by then, or up to that point. Alrighty, well, I can tell you that renewal process works very well. We submitted a renewal for an expired license today, this afternoon, and we have a reasonable expectation of it being renewed tomorrow. We sent it up to the league around 2 o'clock and got a confirmation back 9 minutes later because we had to fill out a form for it and such, and that was not. And then, the process will take a few more cycle hours. It might get done this evening, but it's more likely that it will be done tomorrow. But, that's for NJ2RC, so we're pretty excited about that. It was caught before it got out of hand. So the Red Cross has treated it up to be happy, happy. Alrighty. Any other comments about licensing from anybody?
Gordon, when that form you filled out, was that one of these that asked whether you had a felony conviction?
Yes, it's the ARRL's 605C. I mean, the FCC doesn't have a 605C per se. Club calls have to go through one of three VECs. You said it's W5YI, W4VEC, or the ARRL. And so, being a life member, I forwarded it. I'm not the trustee, but I was the club official to co-sign it for the club, for the Red Cross Club. But the trustee is WX2UA, Joe Penska, who's an IT guy and real handy guy from the Red Cross. So we're going to make made him the trustee now. He wanted somebody who wasn't a snowbird to be around. And that worked out very well. And someone who's an extra, and it couldn't be me because I'm already overextended on that. So, anyway. Does that answer your question, Don?
Yes, it is. Whereabouts is the Red Cross that you're dealing with? I know they moved out of Ridgewood.
Okay, so this is ARC Squared, so American Red Cross Amateur Radio Club. It's in Fairfield.
Okay, I think that's where the equipment we had at Ridgewood went. It went down that way someplace.
Yes, it did. But it's the headquarters for New Jersey, basically. Right across headquarters from New Jersey. So it's a nice building. It was donated by somebody. It's actually in dry land, despite the fact it's in Fairfield. It's all good. Have some antenna limitations, but we're working through some of those and working around the others. It's not a big deal. So we do have to work on the HF stuff, but we're going to solve that pretty easily as well.
Yeah, I have a question. I used to remember what during the archive flood, I was working through a station out in Princeton, N2ARC. Is it active, or was that moved up to Fairfield also?
No, N2ARC is the it's down in the Trenton area, and they have four facilities that they're actually going to keep, and they're strategic plus storage facilities. But the headquarters up in Fairfield, the Trenton facility. The one down in northern, well, it's in Monmouth County, I forget where, at the Red Cross office there, and then, of course, the last one is down in the, what do you call it, in the Atlantic City area, because that gives people marshalling points and meeting points. The emphasis is to have fewer physical relocated state assets, and only ones necessary to really finish the function or make the function happen. And then when they need additional meeting places closer to people, they will have community partners that have facilities. That could be civic organizations, schools, churches, and the like.
Oh, okay, very good, Gord. Yeah, I'll let you run back. Thanks a lot. Back to that. W2JK.
Yeah, they just realized they had real estate that they were paying to maintain that was draining their ability to put, necessary days in people's hands. So they stopped becoming a real estate manager and become more of a caregiver. You have more of your dollars available for care. So anyway, that was the whole point. Alrighty, anybody else on this topic? Anything else, Tom?
No, I think that's all. Back to Ned. I don't think I have anything else right now about Washington, so I'll turn it back to you. WCJK.
Okay, well, before I go to L0Y, there was a request last week to consider having a DMR net, and that would be networked, et cetera, and that's rapidly becoming possible. Kai and I both are working on PiHat based systems. And Kai, just for reference, I connected mine to the internet, got it working, did the upgrade, and so it's got the software upgrade done, and it's working pretty well. I can monitor what's going on the talk group, so I just can't hear the traffic without a radio on it. But it is configured and it's working. And I also got myself a Zoom spot. Just to get myself familiar with that whole process and check out various bandwidth issues. And so I'll have a Zoom spot here, and then the repeater will go elsewhere. But there will be definitely a network repeater. We're just working on the internet connection, et cetera. And, it's unclear as to whether it's going to be on 835 or another repeat or frequency. It'll probably be on 40. So just be aware of that, but it'll have plenty of coverage. And we're talking about possibly carrying the traffic when there's traffic through the repeater on the 835 repeater as an output, so people can hear the traffic on at least one or two of the talk groups when it comes through the repeater. We'll use the Zoom spot to capture the audio and then retransmit it analog on FM into 835, but not everything and not all the time, because if we don't want to tie MP35 all the time, that would be bad. I just want to let people know that's being worked on.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay, so that's kind of a DRMR update for now. We can talk at more length about that later. but right now I'd like to give everybody else a chance to talk about other stuff. So, AL0Y, you had a comment, K2BAR.
K2BAR, that's Alpha Lima, Zero Yankee. Thanks, Gordon. All right, so an announcement for those of you who use packet radio to send and receive distant traffic over radiograms, mainly using the WB2FDX-4 node, that's Dave's packet system. If you've been trying to connect lately and you haven't got any response or you just got stuck after connection, it's mainly because that node is currently down. So if you're trying to send something, set it up. You may just going to have to send it for the next, probably next week. You may want to send analog or voice to Jim, KY2D, over voice. Or if you still prefer digital, you can send it to me via Winlink, that's Alpha Lima Zero Yankee at winlink.org. And I would be more than happy to read out your radiograms to its final destination. I'll be available for any questions if anybody needs questions. AL0Y, back to net.
Yeah, that's a good point. Actually, it was a discussion the other night at Fairlawn as to whether or not they wanted to tear down their packet gear. And I'm not a fan of that thought. I think we should keep it and actually get it more working. I think there's a lot to be said for that. Maybe some of this. If we're not running Winlink, we could probably run some other stuff that might help and move along. But running Winlink not be a big deal. I know I could run Winlink here 24/7, maybe at least on the VHF side. I would have no trouble doing that. So we'll have to talk about that. Yeah, anybody else? All right, Ali, back to you. Anything else?
Thanks, Gordon. That's it for now. I'll be monitoring, and if something comes up, I'll probably jump again, but nothing for now. Thank you. AL0Y, back to you then.
Roger, I just want to remind everybody that we are going to have a winter weather condition tonight. It will go from cold and wet to cold and icy to colder and snowy to just dangerous to drive on, so by the morning commuting hours. So be careful of that. Possibility of losing power is increased during such storms, so just be aware and make sure that you're charged up and got extra ways of doing business, as it were. So do keep that in mind. And let's see what else. That's pretty much it for now. I certainly will be at Fairlawn tomorrow night. Just FYI, there is no Barra meeting on Sunday. This Sunday is the Super Bowl. I will be operating 6 meters, 2 meters, and probably 440 FM and or DMR during the Super Bowl, because I really don't have any interest in watching the Super Bowl. And I haven't watched a football game all season, so why bring this habit now? However, I can say I hope Philly wins. I think it's the city of Philadelphia, and even better for the fact that over and above the issues of the NFL right now, I just can't stand the Patriots. Anyway, enough said on that. All right, WA2ISE, now that I've thrown kerosene into the fire, your turn, KTBAR.
K2BAR, WA2ISE, yeah, I'll probably be watching a football game Sunday on the superb owl, I suppose. Anyway, I noticed earlier today that I thought I heard another repeater coming in on this frequency, at least on the received frequency. Thought I heard it say that was in Pittsburgh, but I could be wrong. You were going to talk a little bit more about what might have really happened. Over.
Well, people people have noticed that as the front comes in, there are some extended band conditions, and that is in fact true. That you may have heard. Having said that, since the trees have lost their leaves, the W2UHF repeater system down south of us here is heard through this repeater. This repeater used to be part of the W2UHF system. Part of the reason why it came off the system is because it had an unmaintained, unrepaired link receiver that would northbound, it would hear the 440 repeater to the south and retransmit it on 146.835. There's a stub of an antenna left, and in past years it has not been an issue. We've maybe heard that repeater maybe once all year. This year, for whatever reason, maybe they've increased their power and improved their antenna. We are hearing it through the link receiver, and we don't have a way to turn. Well, we can probably turn off the link receiver. What we can't do is, I haven't had a chance to do it yet, but we can't repair it and move it to another frequency, et cetera. We'd like to, but we can't. The site has a maintenance access problem. We have somebody on site who can fix certain things, and I'm going to see what I can do about having it just permanently disabled, shut down the UHF receiver. But you'll hear W2UHF repeater, and right after that, typically, this repeater will ID. Having said that, it's very likely you heard something from out of town on the repeater today because of the propagation. Well, there was a warm trough that was extending all over the east in advance of the storm. Anybody else have a comment? Okay. And by the way, I love 2 meter and above DXing on Tropo. I just think it's a hoot. It's a hoot. Always have. So, does that answer your question, Bob?
Yes, Jeffrey.
About 90% of that transmission was not copyable, but we got the point that you didn't have anything to add, I think.
NJ2BS, repeat.
Okay.
Operating in general. So tell us about what your impressions were. Share the joy.
Yeah, I liked it. It was fun. If you're going to do any kind of why shouldn't you go for UHF? I just have FM. I don't have any single five band. I only did 2 meters and 440. And we're also very lucky to be at the corner of a grid square. With some nice elevations around. So I went up to State Line Lookout. You can get there for a little before 2 o'clock. Have something to eat. It's a nice little snack bar. And I know the day after, on Sunday, there were some other people, which I didn't expect. They were up there, so that seems to be a hot spot. But you can probably get most of Long Island and all of Bergen County and Passaic County, Orange, Rockland County. Go pretty far up there. Then I'll let you pop in there. Mount Nebo, Orangeburg. That's a nice site. That's where Barra
was their DHF contact with the ship. So far, Bravo Sierra has got another event up in the Bridge Square. So, first Bridge Square at 30, and then up at 31. Then after that, I didn't get too long of a trip, so I took it over to
I don't know what to think. Alrighty. Let me just check something here. Hold on. Tell you what, folks. We're having some technical difficulties here. I'm going to QSY to 146.955. 146.955. The PL is 141.3. 141.3. 146.955. The PL is 141.3. Let's just go there to complete the net, okay? I will keep an ear here for those who are lost. You can come back here if you have problems.
Just wondering the location of that repeater, Gordon.
Alpine.
NJ2BS, repeat. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
And this is W2TTT. I don't know how that is, but you're not making it. Not at all.
W2TTT, this is Kilo 2 Tango Romeo Whiskey, how do you copy?
Oh, that was much better.
Okay, now I'm facing inside the house, not facing outside the house. If I'm better, then go figure. Are you copying me better, Gordon?
Yeah, no problem, guy. You're not full quieting, but you're about 95%, so it's a light egg fry on you, no big deal. Audio is strong. So did you hear my little story? I upgraded the software in the Pi-Hat and getting ready to grab the radio and getting that squared away on 440. And then the next thing I also did was I got myself a Zoom spot on Impulse for 119 bucks or whatever it was. I just couldn't resist. And so I think it's going to be pretty exciting because I'll be able to set up the a networked DMR repeater. I'll talk to you more about that, but we have a location immediately in mind, and it should not be a problem, so we're pretty excited about it all. And the good slash bad news is the backhaul is going to be cellular, but the good news is that we'll have the capability.
Yeah, Gordon, that's affirmative. I didn't hear your statement. In fact, I want to comment. I'm not sure whether you want to pipe the output into into this repeater because, as you may be aware, any talk loop on Grandmeister can be monitored if you have a PC or if you have a smartphone over the internet. The audio is always listenable unless you want to record then rebroadcast.
No, I understand that. I'm trying to capture some interest. That's kind of the goal. So I would probably selectively do it, you know, based on a specific talker.
Okay, if you want to do that, it's always interesting to relay the I guess the worldwide net that's on Saturday noon, so everyone can hear all the check-ins around the globe.
Yeah, that's one possibility. The other possibility was just making it an experimental talker. And but you know, we'll see. I'm more interested right now in getting my Pi-Hat working with yours and seeing if we can just, you know, I don't know if it's allowed or capable or possible, but I'd like to basically try to network them one for one. That would be particularly good. I'd like to try that at some point, but we'll see. I'm also trying to hunt down what I'll call the Open Seabridge project. There is one out there. I don't think they call themselves that for reasons not getting sued, but apparently there's an open bridging project, I'll leave it at that, to allow, shall we say, groups to creatively interact and not be beholden to a very expensive piece of software and or network.
Are you referring to the K0USY DMR link project?
There you go. Ding, 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 ding.
Okay, now that and the Pi Hat and the hotspot that you bought, I believe those serve three different functions, as I understand.
That's correct. Yeah, I mean, our Pi Hats, I mean, I don't know what you were going to do with yours. I was going to put mine on a repeater. And that I can check that box. I'm going to use my Zen Spot just so I have access, even if I'm not near the repeater. And the ideal thing would be to not be dependent on somebody else's talker, or in this case, Seabridge functionality. And so, yes, was it KC0USY, was that it?
I think the project is called DMR-LINK, DMR Lima India November Kilo, and it's by a app called Kilo Zero Uniform Sierra Yankee.
Kilo Zero Uniform Sierra Yankee and DMR Link. Okay. I've written that down, and we'll see what happens. That's great. I wanna try that, needless to say. I mean, even if it's not mature, I just want to kind of babysit it. You know, for $200, it wasn't really interesting to me to get a hotspot. But for $100, it was interesting to get a hotspot. And one that I could run on a, especially a 5-volt lithium backup battery for over 24 hours consistently, and do the same with the matching cell interface, with a 12-volt battery. I said, or a 13-8 lithium battery. Yeah, it was just too compelling. So I'll have that, and I'll have the repeater. I'll tell you what, let me call you on the phone, and I'll say it here. I think I have your number. Give me a second, I'll get you CDT.
NJ2BS, repeat.
All right, Gordon, I'm going to, Kirby, this is KT Kirby, and I'll be clear.
NJ2BS, repeat.
W2UHF repeater. This is Ken Wolfes, repeater system.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4. This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
W2UHF repeater.
This is the NJ2BS repeater. Use PL151.4.
Repeater system.
NJ2BS, repeat.